have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I was created for, though I'm a leader, I was created. bless your name.
Hey there, this is Apostle P.D. Westbrook, and I want to invite you to join me here on the Elation Radio Station podcast every Saturday for Shabbat Saturday. It is going to be absolutely epic. Hallelujah. So join me, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Elation Radio with Dr. Kimmy Kim, Shabbat Saturday. Shalom.
Hey there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are here with none other than Apostle Westbrook, amen, and Dr. Kimmy Kim, and our special guest, Apostle Brian Blessing Game, and Evangelist Prophetess Melissa Ross. We bless the Lord, amen, and we thank you that our hearts and hallelujah this day sings this very simple melody that we were created to worship the Father. This is our song for today here on Shabbat Saturday as we Shabbat Him in our pores and the release as we are authorized by the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we thank the Father for you joining us on today. We thank the Father for the gift of this day, the new day, a day that we've never, for life and breath, and we thank Him, amen, for this time, this hour that we are spending with you to release and share the word, amen, of God. We desire that you will indeed be touched, that you will indeed be changed in the name of Jesus by the word released in this hour on this platform in Jesus' name. And I ask you, Lord, right now that you place your angels here and let them be encamped around about us, Lord God. Silence and deafen the demonic entities in the name of Jesus and everything that is unlike you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you are wooing and bringing in the people that need to be here, Lord. And I pray, Father, that your word would go forth in power and demonstration with the guidance of the person of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, that we are your vessel. Use us this evening to glorify you. Use us to pour out, Lord God, to empty out. Today on Shabbat Saturday, we are so honored to have with us Apostle Brian Blessing Game, amen, and Evangelist Prophetess Melissa Ross in Jesus' name. We are here to talk about faith conversations at the red table in Jesus' name. And I know it's going to be another epic episode of Faith Conversations. And again, we thank the Lord for you taking time to be with us today here on Shabbat Saturday as we bring a Kairos word, as we bring forth a profound word that just gives and leaves nuggets, hallelujah, in your hearing regarding faith, as well as inspire you to move in the realm of his glory. Amen. So thank you again for joining us this afternoon or this evening, whatever time zone you're in here on Shabbat Saturday. And I'm going to ask, you're here, give a sound off. Amen. Apostle Brian Blessing Game, are you with us, man of God? Evangelist Melissa Ross, woman of God, are you with us on today? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you are here, please, I would ask our producer to unmute these individuals, our speakers that are here on the platform with us. But thank you again for each and every one of you joining us on today, amen, this very special day. And I know that it is going to be a Kairos word in your hearing. Please share with those that you know that will be blessed by what we release today here on Elation Radio, Shabbat Saturday with Apostle Westbrook. And I have asked the Holy Spirit to guard over this room and to be with us. Again, I'm going to sound off Apostle Blessing Game. Are you here, sir? Can you all hear me? testing. 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me? I don't know if our producer, Dr. Kimmy Kim, have you unmuted these individuals in the name of Jesus? And can you hear me? Please give me some sort of indication that you can hear me in Jesus' name. Well, we know ain't nobody mad but the devil. Amen. I'm still waiting for you, Apostle Blessing Game. Please let us know that you are here by just saying yes or just release a sound in Jesus' name. Can you say something? Because I cannot hear you, sir. Hallelujah.
Can you hear me, Apostle?
I can hear you now. Amen. I don't know what was going on. Were you muted?
No.
Okay, I think I still hear any of you. But let's just keep moving. Amen. Thank you.
To
I
God
can hear
be the
you
glory.
Now, too. To God be the glory. Thank you so much for being here with us. Each of you, amen. As I wanted, as a protocol, when someone is speaking, if you would mute yourselves, amen, so there won't be any background noise as each of us are going forth on the platform. And then when it's time for you to respond, or if you'd like to respond, amen, just unmute yourself. But I could not hear either of you for the last 5 minutes, amen. So we'll double back and see what all that was about so that we will not have that happening in the future in Jesus' name. But I have a question that I want to pose before we go on and have this great discussion, faith conversations, hallelujah. If I could ask either of you, or listening audience, amen, and let's just move on like none of what happened in Jesus' name. If I should ask any one of you, and I have some background noise, I don't know why, but if I should ask any one of you, are you walking in faith? Are you walking in faith or are you walking by sight? Not just some of the time, but most of the time, because the word tells us to be led by the Spirit. Amen. It doesn't say that we do that only when necessary, but there is a inference that we do that 24/7, I believe. Galatians, glory to God. He means be led by the Spirit. And then he added to that, in him we live, living is a 24-hour thing, amen, move and have our being, in him. So he is a spirit, and if I am in him, my spirit man is connected to him, and so I subsequently am led by his Spirit, glory to God. How would you answer that? Do you walk according to the will and purpose and plan of God for your life? Are you just walking, trusting, and hoping that it would happen, will happen, things will turn out the way that you desire? Or are you truly walking, trusting the Lord in every area of your life, not just the parts that you're comfortable with to release to him, but every area of his life, of our lives, in the name of Jesus? And I ask this question, and then I'm going to have you both inject amen and come in, jump in where you feel led by the Spirit of God. But hear me. God, the Lord God, Jesus, amen, the Father God, Elohim, he's sovereign. So him being a sovereign, he can do whatever he desires. And his desire is his will, and his will is his word. And he has plans for you. He has plans for me. Amen. He tells us, even in our deficiency, have the faith of God. I believe that faith has a voice because faith is a spirit. Amen. And faith is the voice of victory. Because we triumph always in Christ Jesus. It is, I believe, I'm not even going to say I believe, the word does qualify that it is the release of our faith that causes the promises of God to manifest. It is an active release. So we must speak to activate our faith. We release it by faith in this season. And with that being said, I'm going to leave this scripture with you. That's my opening statement for the table. And the scripture is Corinthians 4:13. And it simply says, since we have that same believe, and therefore we going to release the floor now to you. First apostle blessing game, you have the floor.
Well, bless God. I thank the Lord for you having me on here along with Dr. Kim and the other, is that Prophet, what's her name?
Melissa
Am I on?
Walk.
Okay.
Melissa
Prophet,
Walk. Melissa.
It's good to be here with you all. It's interesting that you mentioned this particular scripture because God has had me in a place where where you actually have to speak to certain situations, certain conditions. And by doing so, it's like going to the gym, like, you know, you're picking up the weights and you gradually putting more weight, you add more weight. And I guess with me, it started around the time of COVID. I had to do a eulogy for my mother. Well, and 10 months later, my father, he passed too. But I remember doing that eulogy at the beginning of it. I remember proclaiming and decreeing that we bound COVID at that funeral. I said we bound it on earth as God bound it in heaven, and we loose angels to do to do warfare against it and everything. And the moment it came out my mouth, I noticed that I lost over half of the people there, and God began to start dealing with me then that we need to speak more of His word. And in order to speak His word, we must add faith to that word. And since that moment in my life, I've seen how God has had to, or has been showing me how to speak His word, how to use faith with the word, even concerning different prophetic words that God has spoken to me through different apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, or teachers. How to repeat those words, and until you see the manifestation of it. You were saying, do we walk by faith? Are we walking by faith? Or are we walking by sight? I'm walking by faith. However, by me walking by faith, I'm in a place where I'm able to see how what He has said is beginning to line up. If you grasp what I'm saying. It's almost like connecting the dots, how we used to have a little pictures growing up. We drew pictures according to the numbers, and we connect the dots until we got a beautiful little picture, and sometimes we color it in and all that. So it's amazing that you use that particular scripture. But, yes, I'm in a predicament, where He definitely will put you in a place to exercise your faith to where, you pretty much don't have too much trust but to walk by faith. When you first talked to me about faith, the first thing came to my mind was the scripture that says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So by us being true believers, I think we all want to be pleasers of God. I know I do. So with that, I'll just back off and let Prophetess Melissa come in at this time. It's okay.
Absolutely. Prophetess Melissa, the mic is yours.
Blessings, man of God. Woman of God, it's an honor to have you on here with us today, too. And, we have been having these faith conversations for a while, and we've kind of centered it around the faith and prayer, and that, that faith is the foundation of all things spiritual in our life. And, faith and foundation, faith and prayer is the foundation that that surrounds everything in us. And, in today's world, I was listening to Apostle Dawn and her question there, and sometimes, it's hard when things happen in our lives, when a death in a family or a friend or a sickness takes place, it does put our faith to test, but the scripture that when I think about, you know, I went to 2 Corinthians 5:6-8, which is, you know, also, therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we live by faith and not by sight. We are confident. I say and would prefer to be away from the body and then at home with the Lord. You know, walking by faith, to me, it means having that an eternal perspective so that we can feel at home both in both worlds. You know, walking by faith is, you know, not sight means fixing our eyes on what is eternal. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
Yeah.
And faith and prayer, you know, and it's funny because you said, you know, in Hebrews, you know, and without faith, it's in Hebrews 11, I believe, and it says that without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists. I could pull up the whole scripture. But. So faith to me is just the bedrock of our prayer life. And, you know, when we pray, you know, we have to believe.
Yes.
We have to have that faith that everything that he says and what his word says will come to pass. And it's a matter of praying in his will, for his will in our life and not our will.
Amen.
So I believe that faith is that core.
Yes, ma'am.
Of everything. You know, even when circumstances seem, you know, to the contrary, we have to have that faith in what we pray. You know, Matthew, you know, I held to when I was walking through my own journey in life and you know, when I was going through sickness and all of that. And, you know, Matthew 21, you know, a lot of the scriptures where Jesus talks about, you know, Matthew 21, 22, where it says, whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. You know, that verse kind of underscores that faith is an indispensable component of our to have effective prayer. And we all, you know, I've always, you know, we've discussed often that, you know, praying according to God's will is another crucial aspect in effectual in prayer. Let me pull that. I think it's 1 John 5:14-15 says, in this is the confidence that we have towards him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if
yes.
we know that he hears us, then whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of him. You know, this passage to me underlines, you know, that importance of praying in the line with God's will. But how do we discern God's will? You know, oh, that's a question that I hear often. You know, God's revealed his will. God's will for us is revealed throughout Scripture. That's why I've always said that it's so important that you know, we spend time in the Word, and, you know, that I've always encouraged people to get into the Word. You know, don't just pick your Bible up on Sunday when you go to church or on a Wednesday night Bible study. You know, set a time, you know, aside and get into the Scripture and let it be embedded in your heart, because, you know, that's our guidebook, you know, for God's intentions. It's, you know, his characters, his promises for our life.
Amen.
That way we can align, you know, we can align our prayers with the biblical truth, and we can pray according to God's will for us.
Amen.
Yes.
And, you know, and as you were speaking, my mind went to a particular scripture, and I don't know exactly where it is, but I not right off hand, I know that the word tells us that God has already dealt a measure of faith to every man.
Yes.
So this is something that, you know, we all have, but at the same time, it's something that he's given to us that we, at one time or another, we have to cultivate that faith in order to grow, in order to grow in him. And like you were saying, one of the biggest things in order to cause our faith to grow is by staying in the word, staying in prayer, and also praying, you know, in the spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's what the book of Jude is talking about when he talks about praying in the Holy Ghost, building up your most holy faith. All that works hand in hand with, you know, your faith growing and you beginning to see God move. You beginning to find out what God's will is for your life. I being honest with you, it's like you said, he will, you know, answer prayer according to his will. I have, believe it or not, I've had some tussles where I knew his will was, and I tried to go back and change his will, and it didn't work. But he's still going to do what he, you know, what he knows is best in, you know, in our best heart's interest. And I thank him for being God in, you know, in that area as well, because he knows what's best. But sometimes when you're going through the process of some of the things that he says, you know, he's going to do, the process don't look that sweet. It don't look that good. I've been in a position where, you know, I've looked at it and said, my God, no. I know that's what you said, but no. But, you know, he'll come back, reconfirm, let me know that everything's going to be all right. Just hold on, keep the faith. And at that, you know, when he speaks like that, I'm in agreement. You know, I get back on the bandwagon and say, well, God, if you say it's going to be sweet, it's going to be sweet. It don't look like it right now. It may not taste like it right now, but it's going to be sweet. You say it's going to be sweet, I take you at your word for it. Because so many times that he's led me in different avenues, in different ways, at the end of it all, it did turn out sweet. I saw total victory, you know. So it's a level of going beyond faith entering into trust. So that's another subject. But anyway, yeah. But faith, we almost have it and exercise it. And I know that's a hard transition for some folk to go from faith into trust, because it was like I think Apostle Don was saying, you know, the scripture was saying, it is in him and by him and through him do we move and have our being. That's when, you know, you're really operating in faith. But then when you go into that next section when he says, okay, take your hands off and trust me, that area kind of gets a little difficult, because you may have been in that faith mode for so long till now you're going into another area, another dimension, another plateau, and now he's saying, I don't want you to do nothing. I just want you to take your hands off of it and let me do it. And that sometimes can kind of, I've seen some people kind of like really get discombobulated in that. Yeah, but anyway, we'll stick with faith. Amen.
No, but it's all so connected. And I think from the very beginning of our conversations,
yes,
regarding faith, it was like, my God, today it is the foundation of everything in,
yes,
our ability to trust, in our ability to come to this place of resting in him because we trust, because we,
yes,
have faith in what he has already said, and what he,
yes,
said is what he's going to do. He's not a God, or rather, he's not a man that he should lie. And I love what you both have said. I've been taking notes. You had mentioned earlier that God is not, he has dealt a measure of faith to all of us, but you both agree that it has to be cultivated. And the cultivation comes, one, by praying in the Holy Spirit, because it tells us that in Scripture. But we honed in on this at the very beginning. All of that. that is nothing if you don't have relationship. How
right.
do you believe in someone that you don't know? You don't know how he moves. You don't know how he thinks. You've had no intimacy with him. You're just a ship passing in the night. Amen. You like to come in and do a little dab, do you? And
mm-hmm.
then you go on about your merry way. But God is so much more than that. I believe our faith that is going to be so tested, particularly in this fall. And I've been saying that. Oh, my God. There's going to be a great fall in the fall. But we that are known by his name know that this testing of our faith will produce a patience that will allow us to rest in him, in him. We're not in ourselves. We're not walking and living in our own strength and ability. We are truly walking and living by faith and not by sight. And I'm telling you, I believe this is the will of God that we begin to just do these injects and conversations about faith, because it is the principal thing in this season. It is the glue that holds it all together. Amen. Because what faith does not work without love. I mean, faith is just connected to everything. God is a God of faith. Oh, my God. And so he tells us to have my kind of faith, have the God kind of faith. We either walk by faith or by sight, but most of us are walking by what we see and what we hear, by the headlines, by CNN. That's what moves us, or CNBC, you know, and it's not by the word of God, and our decisions are being made upon the fact of what we are hearing, what the world is saying, and not what the word is saying. I'm going to release my mic right there because I'm getting too excited. Amen.
Yes, that last part there, Apostle, you know, when you said, you know, people nowadays, you know, with so many social media platforms, I'm going to call them, I guess, out there on the, you know, on all these social media sites and stuff, you know, people are listening to just anything and everything instead of getting into the word and hearing what God is telling them. You know, scripture, if it doesn't align with the scripture, you know, we don't need to be listening to it, for one thing. But people want to hear that worldly perception that people have of of God, as I should say, why I'm going this way, Lord. Okay, you know, the people will, you know, take scripture and take it out of context instead of getting into the word. And I see this all the time. Every time I switch over on social media, you know, you have all these different platforms out there, you know, and they're, you know, he said in these days that are coming up, you know, many false teachers and prophets will rise. But this is where it's so important to have that personal relationship with the Father and to know his word. Because if it doesn't align with the scripture, with word, you know, stay away from it. Cut it off. Don't listen to it. You know, don't let me, you know, we have to have that personal relationship. But as Apostle was talking about the relationship part, you know, how, just like having, I mentioned this in one of our last sessions, you know, just like meeting a person, you know, how do you know them? How can you trust them with just meeting them? You know, because, you know, you begin to spend time with them. You talk to them. You know, you get to know them. And the same with our relationship with the Father, you know, we have to spend time with him. We have to spend time with him in prayer, spend time in his word, and know him, get to know him and who he is and his promises for our life and what his will is, you know. And I was listening to him when he spoke up and, you know, was talking about, you know, sometimes we want to do things in our own will and in our own time, because our, you know, God's timing and our timing is never the same. You know, even myself, you know, went out in this world and tried to do things in my own will. And what I find is that, you know, nothing works out. You know, and then when I just kind of decided to hear it, when I hear the Lord say, be still, and I wait upon him and get back into his word and have his perceptive on it, on what the word of God says, and says, okay, Melissa, you were wrong, you know. But people are so wrapped up in this, in the worldly things that, and I truly believe what Apostle says that, you know, in this season, you know, God is trying to increase our faith. He's trying to elevate our faith that for the things that are coming so that we will be able to stand.
Amen.
And not waver, not to waver in our faith. You know, when I think about not wavering and, you know, how strong is our faith? You know, when I think about the book of Job and everything that he went through and everything that was taken from him, everything that was lost, people rose up against his own friends, his own wife. But the one thing he didn't do, he did not waver in his faith in God. That's
like
the kind of faith I want. That's the kind of faith that I want. You know, but, you know, again, when we, you know, if we circle back around to thinking about, you know, prayer, it's an intimacy, you know, with the Father that we need to seek. You know, as we talked about the times that Jesus went and prayed, you know, he went in the early mornings and he went away from the people. He went away from any distractions and spent time with the Father. You know, he prayed and he was, you know, that is our example.
That's so
Amen.
True. He did oftentimes, as the words say, oftentimes he did go away to seek the Father for himself, by himself. And that is that part of that intimacy to where a lot of times you get your answers. I just love the way God do what he do and how he do it. And he never ceases to blow my mind and do things the way he do it. I mean, a lot of times I may be expecting, I'm quite sure y'all probably get in the same situation somewhat. But there's been times that, you know, he'll say that he's going to do something for me or something to me, and I'm expecting him to do it a certain way. And just because it seems as though just because I'm expecting for him to come this way, he comes through the back door, he comes through the side door, and he'll do it some kind of way to let me know, hey, I'm still God. You know, I'm still going to do what I say I'm going to do, but you can't figure me out. You can't put me in a box. I'm going to do it. But you can't put me in a box by when the, you know what I'm going to do, what I'm going to do. So I think it's just a joy to be in the Lord. Really, it's just a joy to be in the Lord. He just wow. He wows me a lot. He wows me a lot. But yeah, there's things that comes upon us even concerning. Your body. I share just a testimony, short testimony. I have been going through some things in my body, and it was one of those things that I wasn't going to let come out of my mouth. So I kept praying about it, and I kept seeking God about it, and I praise God. He's got me connected with some real authentic apostles and prophets and things like that. And in different cases, I like to try to support them as they, you know, I also like to support me. But I went to this prophetic teaching. It's called School of the Prophets. A friend of mine, Prophet Chris Fisher, he was leading the class and everything. But at the end of class, he began to prophesy to me. And he prophesied to me in the areas where I needed God to touch me. And by knowing the word, and I do this quite often, by knowing the word, where God says he will not do anything until he first revealed it to the prophet. Once he revealed it to the prophet, I knew that what God was saying was God, and I knew it was going to be fixed. And the next day, I'm thinking, thank you, God. My mind was just, I'm just still just at the house. I wasn't in the church. I was at the house, sitting in my recliner, and I kicked back. I had both my legs up. And while I was praising God, it was just as though the Lord laid two towels on my legs, and I could feel the healing virtue and everything going into my body. And God began the healing process. I felt 100% better. I just thank God, you know, because even in areas like that, it still requires faith, because you have to have faith in the vessel that God is using, as y'all can follow me, because some people discredit, or they try to discredit, you know, apostles, or they try to discredit the prophet, and God has given that to us as gifts for the perfection and the building and the unifying of the saints. And sometimes when we try to disqualify that, we realize sometimes limit our blessing because we're not exercising that part of our faith, if y'all get what I'm saying. But anyway, I just thank God how he moves and how he heals, how he delivers, how he set free, and how he allows us to be a part of it. Sometimes I think some of these things that may come upon us, of course we know that there's an enemy, but I think some of the things that come upon us sometimes, I think God may allow it in order for us to be able to exercise our faith in him. Amen.
You know, as you were speaking, I thought about earlier, let me not go ahead of myself. It was mentioned in 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things which are seen. That just began to be like a red flag for me. We look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. So simple. You don't need a linguistic to interpret that for you. It is very straightforward. Now, some people may say, and I've heard this, you know, well, you know, you can't take that literally. Well, yes, you can. Yes, you can take it literally. As we walk this life out that we've been given, we're going to see a whole lot of craziness around us. But in the eye of the storm, and oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, I just got a download. He said, think about what Peter did. As he didn't look at the things, the circumstances around him, the troubling waters, when he kept his eyes and focused on Jesus, he could do anything, even walk on the water. But when he fixed his eyes on the situation, the problem at hand, and he was walking on water, which is part of nature, which has to obey the voice of God. And it did for the time that Peter decided to add faith to that and walk on the water. But as soon as he took his faith away from that and began to focus more on the water, he began to sink. And I think about this scripture in line with that we walk by faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith, not by sight. In this particular dispensation, and realize the connection that we have with the person of the Holy Spirit, that he is indeed, oh my God, our standby, our comforter. He's our advocate, and he only, speaks to us the things that he hears from the Father. The Father is not schizophrenic. He is not AWOL. What he said, that is what he's going to do. And that's why we can find rest in the eye of the storm or the circumstances. Albeit our knees may be swelling, oh my God, albeit our feet may be hurting, our backs are acting not in alignment with the word of God, or we have, you know, these physical ailments that are trying to attack the body. And I've said this before, we are a healed people speaking to a situation or circumstance. But the word continuously says that we are healed. It didn't say that you might be healed. That's a thing that happened since the death of Christ, when he said it is finished. So we are a healed people. Walking in that healing means that you need to cultivate the language of that healing. You need to live and breathe and have your being in that word, walking it out, speaking it, declaring it, decreeing it, because you truly do live by every word that proceeds out of your mouth in the name of Jesus. And if we're not speaking faith, and they were talking the circumstances and living the circumstances and then begin to take the mindset of the circumstances, what do you think you're going to have as a result of that? I don't believe the scripture says that we have not yet come to the resting place. It's because we haven't found our hope and our anchor is in what the word has already said. We believe what we don't see. That's what faith is. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Once you see, then you don't need faith anymore. You see it. What do you have to have faith for? But faith means you have it in your heart before you have it in your hands or your circumstance. And I think a perfect example for me, so many times we're scared. I'm not going to say we, and I'm just going to say me. I'm talking about myself, putting myself on Front Street. I'm scared of failing. That's one of my fears. I don't want to fail God. But well, you know what that is? That's actually an ego thing. If I'm saying I don't want to fail. Why? Because you don't want people to talk about you. You don't want people to look at you side-eyed. Because we're not failures in God. I'm breaking up. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Yeah, I can hear you.
Let me know if I'm breaking up. I have my headphones on. Maybe when I talk too fast. I don't know. But anyway, so many times we're scared of failing and not getting it right. But that's why God never leaves us nor forsakes us. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen?
Amen.
And he is with us every step of the way to guide us as we seek to do what he has asked of us. And you guys, let me know, please, if my audio gets goofy. Amen. But I know what three-year lesson. Can you imagine? Well, no, I mean, compared to what those of the saints of old had to endure, amen, 3 years is just a drop in the bucket. But can you imagine going 40 years without the promise? But for 3 years, he had me on a mountaintop, teaching me what faith really meant to Dawn. What is faith? It's not just me saying eloquent words, amen. Not me having the house or the car or the titles or the education. Those are all outward appearances of success, right? Or that you got it going on. But there was an inner work that he was doing in me as I had to contend with cancer, as I had to contend with an aneurysm, as I had to contend with a stroke. And he allowed me to work, oh my God, even if I think about it, please forgive me, I have these sometimes these Holy Ghost hiccups, but I believe that he was working out in me. Your faith is going to bring you to a place where if you come before it again, you will be so endued in the power of who I am that it will not move you. You will not flinch. You will not draw back. And hence, when the difficulties come, or when the opposition comes, or the words of the naysayers or the no-sayers, or they don't like you, I don't like you, whatever, all that goofiness, amen. I don't need to go down the list because some of you may have contended with it yourself or those that are listening. But understand this, that when God, the Lord, our sovereign God, Elohim, Adonai, Yah, has given us an assignment, he already knows the end of that thing. He knows the process that we're going to go through to get there. And as you said earlier, he has given us a measure of faith. As we cultivate it, as we work it out, some fear that the assignment is bigger than them. Well, you know what? That's not a bad thing because we serve a big God, and of course it's going to be bigger than us because it's God. It's not our doing. It's something that he has already predetermined from the beginning of time, right? so as we walk out our faith and believe the word of God, believe the promise of God, walk out the assignment of God, I say to each in the plunge, take the plunge this fall. Take the plunge this winter, because God's purpose will always stand. It will never fail. And he will even redeem the time that the enemy has attempted to steal from you.
My God.
Because you are walking in faith, not fear. It's like you have become so fierce in this area of faith. I don't care come hell or high water. Amen. And I have seen that, literally. As a man of God, my God will always prevail. He's not a failure. And he has told you and I, because of our faith, failure is not in our DNA, because we have the God kind of faith. And if I'm going to follow the Lord, I've got to be willing, one, to listen to him. I've got to be willing to trust him. I've got to be willing to let him peel off all those layers that are hindering me to walk in it 100. That means I'm walking in faith and not in self. I'm walking in faith and not in fear. I'm walking in faith and not what the opinions or influence of culture or man. And with that, I rest my mic.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, Apostle, as you were speaking, you know, so many things, you know, that you were saying, I was going to kind of go back and piggyback a little bit on what you were saying about, you know, when, you know, he walked on the water, you know, his eyes, you know, as long as they were fixed on Jesus, you know, but until he turned away or he focused on the storm, you know, he began to sink. You know, in the book of Hebrews, I know in 12, it says about fixing our eyes on Jesus, you know, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. And, you know, as you was talking about, you know, even listening to Apostle Brian, you know, about things and his, you know, health issues and things that went on, you know, it kind of brought me back to my own testimony and thinking about, you know, where I was at in my faith and when I became ill. And if I had listened to man, to doctors, I probably wouldn't be here today. And, you know, when they told me I needed to get my affairs in order and that there was no, you know, cure and that this was, you know, this MS was a very progressive. And I stopped him and said that, you know, that there, you know, well, I don't accept it. And I, you know, said that there's only one cure and his name is Jesus Christ. But, you know, at that point in my life, you know, if I had not been in the Word and had that relationship with the Father at that time, you know, I would have just accepted that and whatever. But I just knew that God had the, you know, my faith was where I knew God had the power, you know, that to heal, because the Word says I am healed, as you mentioned, yeah. Apostle God, that, you know, we are already healed. But, and, you know, but even in my walk, you know, my journey, you know, did God perform that miracle overnight? No. My journey became a journey of faith. And that's why I used to go and minister and in different areas and states and traveled, you know, giving my testimony and ministering on faith and healing, you know. But without my faith, you know, he elevated my faith, of course, beyond, you know, and gave me an unshakable faith through my journey. But we have to, with the word, as you said, cultivate. We have to put into action. We have to, you know, increase our faith by getting into that word and increase our faith by spending time with the Father and getting to know him and having that personal relationship. But we have to, he may give, you know, each of us, you know, that vision of faith, but it's up to us to grow that faith. You know, it's a, you know, it's an action word. You know, we have to put into, you know, our faith into action. And that's hard for people because, you know, they, it's hard for people to believe in something they cannot see.
Amen.
But without faith, but without faith, you know, we, there's nothing. And when I think about the healing process that I went through, and you know, and the scriptures that the Lord showed me in the visions, and where he, where Jesus was walking through the New Testament, and every time he was doing miracles and healings, you know, you always heard him say, you know, it's by, you know, your faith has healed you, your faith has made you whole, you know, do you believe I can do this, you know? And the fact that when he was in his own hometown, he couldn't do the miracles and healings because people only recognized him as a mere man. You know, that's Mary's son, you know. They didn't recognize him as the Son of God and who he was. And that's where it comes back to our relationship with the Father, of knowing who he is.
Amen.
Knowing his word. We have to know who he is. Not just what he can do for us, but who he is. And as she says, you know, God is, you know, he's not a man that he shall lie. You know, his word is yes and amen. His, you know, it never returns void.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I, you know, recently, you know, and I feel led to share this a little earlier, you know, recently a very long dear friend of mine that I've known for many years, her son recently, you know, died. He was only 17. And I've seen some people talking and post, and a lot of times when things like that happen, you know, our faith is takes a hit. You know, I always said, you know, they say the mustard seed of faith can move a mountain, but that mustard, same size, little teeny size doubt can hinder our blessings too. But several times, you know, there's, you know, and recently there's been, you know, so many recent deaths of people that I've known have lost loved ones. And, you know, and as of the evangelist, you know, people have come and say, you know, where was God, you know? And I pondered on different things and scriptures about our faith and, you know, where our faith should be. But it's important to know that, you know, for one thing, you know, God is not the author of sin, evil, sickness, or death. These things, you know, were entered into the world as a result of sin. With God, you know, with Adam and Eve, you know, the consequences of their disobedience. But, you know, when we face a sudden, unexpected loss of a loved one, you know, we're struck with that pain and that grief, and we seek to find answers. And our minds want to make sense of something that doesn't make sense. And it's so hard. And again, this is where our faith and what the word and what God's word says. You know, some, you know, might say, you know, God might not have caused it, but why didn't he prevent it? That's just the same with sickness, death, or anything else. But, you know, and that may be true. But if we go back and look in Jeremiah 29, you know, I believe it's 29:11.
Yes.
God never promised to preserve us in this life. You know, believers will still face, you know, we will still face a physical death, and we don't know the day nor the hour. But the promise of God in Jeremiah, you know, played out as prescribed in John 3:16, you know, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. God's promise is to give us an eternal future.
Amen.
That we have to have that faith in what God has promised us, that even once we leave here, you know, you know, we believe that, you know, we have that eternal life with him.
Amen.
You know, we'll seek, you know, he, you know, and Jeremiah says, you know, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
You know, so, you know, there's times in chaos and crisis, you know, when, you know, chaos and crisis are going to happen in our lives. You know, we're going to face tragedy. We're going to face loss. And sometimes we're going to feel like we're far from God. But that's because of our grief. And we would, you know, in our grief, we withdraw from him. But he says, he, like you said, he will never leave us or forsake us. He draws close to the brokenhearted. But again, it all stands on where we are in our faith. And I'm always, you know, by getting into the Word, you know, sometimes I have to just take time and just shut down for a while and be still and get in his Word to, you know, when I let the things of this life start to overwhelm me, I have to pull away and just kind of get into his Word and remind myself, you know, and listen to what God says about the situation. You know, there's scripture for pretty much everything that in our life, you know, that's in there. Jesus pretty much went through it all, experienced it. But it is our, you know, the scriptures and getting into the Word will help cultivate, you know, that our faith and build it. But, you know, even like, you know, sometimes we have to encourage ourselves in the Word. We can't just depend on a pastor or evangelist or someone to read the Word to us. We need to pick up that Bible and let God speak to you directly. Easy to say, every time I pick up scripture, every time I look in the Bible, you know, I get revelation. I'm always learning something new. And it's like, okay, well, it blows me away. God, you know, I'm like him, you know, Apostle Brian, you know, I'm in awe of God that when I pick up the Bible and I begin to read, it's like, you know, why didn't I get that revelation before? It's like, it's always something new. You know, I can have read the Bible many times, but, you know, each time I go to the Word, it's like I get a revelation of, you know, the Holy Spirit speaks to us. And that helps, you know, but we have to cultivate the faith. So I'm just thankful for these conversations that we've been having. Even it has, you know, encouraging my own faith and it's strengthened. Every day I was like, you know, my faith can't be any stronger, but every day it gets stronger and we're going to need that in the upcoming years. That's for sure.
Amen. 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 I just thank God, for some very, very valuable points that you pointed out there too. But yeah, I just thank God that, you know, how his plan, they all work hand in hand together to complete, whatever the need may be. And it's not necessarily just whatever the need may be. He goes as far as to make sure that we get some of the things we want as well. You know, it's just a marvelous thing to be in Christ, particularly at this time, at any time, really. Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing to be in Christ. It's marvelous, a marvelous time to be in Christ. So I guess with all that being said, I guess we'll end this in a word of prayer, and then we'll turn it over then we'll turn it back over to Apostle P.D. Westbrook. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord God, for your son, Jesus Christ, who died upon the cross for our sins, our iniquities, our shortcomings, our faults, our failures. We thank you, Lord God, for raising him from the dead with our power in his hands. And we thank you that through him we have eternal life, God. We thank you that through him we have healing, we have deliverance, we have a lawyer when we need a lawyer, we have a doctor when we have a when we need a doctor. As you said to Moses, I am that I am. You are everything that we need anytime we need. And as the prophet spoke, you will never leave us nor forsake us. Even in the times that we may try to withdraw, you're still right there. David said, even if I made my bed in hell, you are there. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for being on this podcast with Prophet Melissa, myself, and, of course, Apostle P.D. Westbrook, and, of course, our lovely producer, Kimmy Kim. We thank you all, and we thank God for being here. We thank each and every listener that's on this podcast listening to us, and we pray that each and every word that went forth find a resting place in your hearts. And, Father God, as we dismiss from this channel, we ask, Lord God, that we not dismiss from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And listen, all on the line and those that are listening to the replay, join us next Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another Shabbat Saturday at this great station, Elation Radio, with Dr. Kimmy Kim. We thank you, woman of God. You are an awesome producer. You are so generous, and we love you.
Amen.
We love you for your example and your generosity. And may the Lord God continue to use you mightily for his kingdom. Now, please close us out. Shalom, shalom, everyone. And thank you again to my co-host, Apostle Blessing Game and Prophetess Melissa Ross. The Lord bless you. Love you all.
Amen.
Shalom.
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 You are